Hello, and welcome to the Neff Nugget, where I'll give you one tip that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. And I am Neffateria Fonde, and I'm the person that parallelpreneurs turn to when they want to increase their clarity, confidence, and increase their cash. And on today's Neff Nugget, we're talking about networking for the introvert, right? So if you're like me and you identify as an introvert, which means you get energy from being from time alone, right? You don't like necessarily big crowds or big social gatherings. You like intimate conversations. You like your own personal downtime. You'd rather be in the corner with a good old book instead of in the center of attention at a big party or something like that, right? So we're talking about how, as an introvert, you can network better. So what I would tell you is that you need to have a plan before you decide that you say, hey, one of my activities to bring awareness to what I have to sell and offer is I'm going to start networking, right? So in order to do that, you need to have a plan. Yes, a plan. I'm a planner. I plan everything, but it helps if you have a plan, because I believe how you practice is how you play. So have a plan. Know how you're going to answer that question that you know you're going to be asked. What is it that you do, right? Also know who you need to connect with, who at this networking event that you need to connect with, right? And how you can be one step ahead is look at the guest list ahead of time. Or if you can't look at the guest list ahead of time, make sure you got on your listening ears when people are doing their 30 seconds to ensure that you jot down who are the people that you need to connect with. And just don't think about connecting with them because you may share or have similar audiences or similar clients, but would you really like to hang out with this person? Can you connect beyond the client that you may have in common, right? Could you have a conversation with them and not even talk about business? You know, do y'all share the same religious affiliation? Do y'all both love pets? Are you both married? Do you like to travel? Do you like to read? Do you dislike, you know, a certain artist or anything like that? What is it that y'all also have in common so that you can continue to build a relationship beyond just passing business, right? So because networking is all about relationship building, right? So of course, if you build a relationship, a genuine relationship, because you do have some things in common with this individual, it's going to be a no-brainer for them or you to refer back and forth, because you are referring to your friend, and you know that your friend is going to be in good hands. I mean, whoever you refer to your friend is going to be in good hands. So if you're looking for intimate networking experience where you actually get a chance to really get to know everyone is in the room and make connections beyond the networking event, you need to come to my Parallelpreneur Networking event that I have on the first Tuesdays of every month. It's currently happening virtually, so you can go to bit.ly, book with Neff, to register for that event. I look forward to seeing you there. And so just to end, this is your one tip about networking is to have a plan. Know how you're going to answer the question, what do you do? Know who you need to connect with, and don't just connect with them because you share clients, but connect with them because you enjoy hanging out with them and you really want to build a relationship with those individuals. And so if you are a parallelpreneur and you're looking to increase your confidence, increase your clarity, as well as increase your cash, then you can schedule a no obligation discovery session with me at bit.ly, book with Neff. And until the next time, be profitable and be blessed. Bye for now.